The Bee Gees were a musical group founded in 1958. The group's lineup consisted of brothers Barry, Robin, and Maurice Gibb. The trio were successful for most of their decades of recording music, but they had two distinct periods of exceptional success as a rock act in the late 1960s and early 1970s, and as prominent performers of the disco music era in the late 70s. The group sang three-part tight harmonies that were instantly recognisable. Robin's clear vibrato lead was a hallmark of their earlier hits, while Barry's R&B falsetto became their signature sound during the late 1970s and 80s. The brothers wrote all of their own hits, as well as writing and producing several major hits for other artists. Here's just a compilation of some of their wonderful musical hits.
Wine and women and song will only make me sad. If this should end, I don't mind. If this should end, I will find. What shall I do? What shall I do? What shall I do? What shall I do? In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking to love, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole. Oh, if I'd only see that the joke was on me.
Say it.
Now, born on the Isle of Man to English parents, the Gibb brothers lived in Chorlton, Manchester, in England. In 1955, Barry Gibb, along with his twin brothers Robin and Morris Gibb, formed a skiffle or rock and roll group called the Rattlesnakes. And then in December of 1957, the boys began to sing in harmony. And they received such positive response from the audience that they decided to pursue a career in singing. In August of 1958, the Gibb family, including the infant brother Andy, emigrated to Redcliffe, just northeast of Brisbane in Queensland, Australia. The young brothers began performing where they could to earn pocket money. And they were introduced to the radio DJ Bill Gates by a racetrack promoter called Bill Good, who saw them perform at Brisbane's original Archerfield Speedway back in 1959. Gates renamed them the Bee Gees after his, Good's, and Barry Gibb's initials. By 1960, the Bee Gees were featured on local television shows, and in the next few years they began working regularly at resorts on the Queensland coast. For his songwriting, Barry sparked the interest of the Australian star Cole Joy, who helped them get a record deal in 1963 with Festival Records subsidiary Lead On Records under the name Bee Gees. The three released two or three singles a year, while Barry supplied additional songs to other Australian artists. From 1963 to 1966, the Gibb family lived at 171 Bunurong Road, Maroubra, in Sydney. A minor hit in 1965 called Wine and Women led to the group's first LP, The Bee Gees Sing and Play. By 1966, Festival was, however, on the verge of dropping them from the lead-on roster because of their perceived lack of commercial success. And it was at this time that they met the engineer-producer called Ozzie Byrne. He produced many of their earlier recordings, most of which were cut at his own small studio in the Sydney suburb of Hurstville. And Byrne gave the Gibb brothers virtually unlimited access to his studio over a period of 7 months in the middle of 1966. The group later acknowledged that this enabled them to greatly improve their skills as recording artists. And during this productive time, they recorded a large batch of original material, including this next track that would become their very first major hit.
Where is the sun that shone on my head? The sun in my life, it is dead, it is dead. Where is the light that would play in my street? And where are the friends I could meet, I could meet? Where are the girls I left far behind? The sphinx and the space of the girls on my mind. Where is the sun that shone on my head? The sun in my life, it is dead, it is dead. Where are the girls that I left far behind? The sticks and the sticks of the girls. The sticks and the sticks of the girls on my mind. Where is the girl I loved all along? The girl that I loved, she is gone, she is gone. The sticks and the sticks of my life gone away.
bits of my life. Gonna be everybody. Speak their bits. Speak their bits.
The Bee Gees left Australia and returned to England after their dad, Hugh Gibbs, sent demos to Brian Epstein, a promoter who managed the Beatles and directed NEMS, a British music store. Brian Epstein passed the demo tapes on to Robert Stigwood, who had recently joined NEMS. And after an audition with Stigwood in February of 1967, the Bee Gees signed a 5-year contract with him. Stigwood proclaimed that the Bee Gees were the most significant new talent of 1967, thus initiating the comparison of the Bee Gees to the Beatles. Before recording the first album, they added a drummer, Colin Peterson, who was a former Aussie child actor who starred in the movie Smiley. And another fellow called Vince Maloney joined to make the group as a band. Their second British single, New York Mining Disaster 1941, was issued to radio stations with a blank white label listing only the song title. Some DJs immediately assumed that this was a new single by the Beatles, and they started playing the song in heavy rotation. And this helped the song climb into the top 20 in both the UK and the US. No such chicanery was needed to boost the Bee Gees' second single into the US top 20, and so here now is that song.
There's a light, a certain kind of light. Live with you, live with you. There's a way, everybody say, to do each and every little thing. But what does it bring if I ain't got you, ain't got faith in you now? To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. I know my friend. So, so, so glad I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? Ain't got you. Baby, you don't know what it's like. To love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
January of 1968 began with a promotional trip to the United States. Los Angeles Police Department were on alert in anticipation of a Beatles-type reception, and special security arrangements were being put in place. In February, their album called Horizontal repeated the success of their first album, featuring the number one UK single Massachusetts, which became a number 11 American hit.
Telling me I must go home.
Two more singles followed in early 1968, the ballad Words, which was number 15 in the US and number 8 in the UK. And further, the Bee Gees chart singles also followed with I've Got to Get a Message to You, I Started a Joke, both taken from the band's third album, Idea. But in 1969, the cracks began to show within the group. Robin began to feel that Stigwood had been favouring Barry as the frontman. And Robin quit the group in mid-1969 and launched a solo career. He saw brief success in Europe with the number two hit called Saved by the Bell. And on the 1st of December 1969, Barry and Morris parted ways. It seemed that the Bee Gees were finished. However, the three brothers reunited in the latter part of 1970, penning a series of songs about heartache and loneliness. And although they had lost traction on the British charts, the Bee Gees hit number three in America with songs like Lonely Days, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, and Run to Me, which returned them to the British top 10 for the first time in 3 years. At Eric Clapton's suggestion, the brothers relocated to Miami, Florida early in 1975 to record music. And after starting off with ballads, they eventually heeded the urging of Stigwood and crafted more rhythmic disco songs, including their second US number one called Jive Talkin'. The band liked the resulting new sound, and the public loved it too, and their LP called Main Course rose up the charts. And this album included the first Bee Gees songs where Barry used falsetto, something that would later become a trademark of the Bee Gees. This new sound pushed the Bee Gees to a level of stardom that they had not previously achieved in the United States. And next, the Bee Gees agreed with Stigwood to participate in the creation of the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. It would be the turning point of their career. The cultural impact of both the film and the soundtrack was incredible. not only in the United States but in the rest of the world as well, bringing the emerging disco scene mainstream. Three BG singles, How Deep Is Your Love, Stayin' Alive and Night Fever, reached number one in the United States and many countries around the world, launching the most popular period of the disco era. They also penned the song If I Can't Have You, which became a number one hit for Yvonne Elliman. The Gibb sound was inescapable. During the eight-month period beginning in the Christmas season of 1977, six songs written by the brothers held the number one position on the US charts for 25 of 32 consecutive weeks. Three of their own releases, two for brother Andy Gibb, as well as the Yvonne Elliman single. And fueled by the movie's success, the soundtrack broke multiple industry records, becoming the highest-selling album in recording history to that point. With more than 40 million copies sold, Saturday Night Fever is amongst the music's top five best-selling soundtrack albums. As of 2010, it's calculated as the fourth highest-selling album worldwide. So let's now have a listen to one of the songs from that movie. In March of 1978, the Bee Gees held the top two positions on the US charts with Night Fever and Stayin' Alive, the first time that this had happened since the Beatles. And on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart for the 25th of March 1978, five songs written by the Gibbs were in the US top 10 at the same time. Such chart dominance had not been seen since April of 1964, when the Beatles had all five of the top five American singles. Barry Gibb became the only songwriter to have four consecutive number one hits in the US, breaking the John Lennon and Paul McCartney 1964 record. The Bee Gees' follow-up to Saturday Night Fever was The Spirits Having Flown album. It yielded three more number one hits, Too Much Heaven, Tragedy, and Love You Inside Out. And this gave them six consecutive number one singles in America within a year and a half. However, the Bee Gees' overwhelming success rose and fell with the disco bubble. By the end of 1979, disco was rapidly declining in popularity, and the backlash against disco put the Bee Gees' American career in a tailspin. Barry Gibb considered the success of the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack both a blessing and a curse. In 1980, Barry worked with Barbra Streisand on her album Guilty. He co-produced and wrote or co-wrote all nine of the album's tracks, four of them written with Robin and the title track with both Robin and Morris. Barry also appeared on the album's cover with Streisand and duetted with her on two tracks. The album reached number one in both the US and the UK, as did the single called Woman in Love, which was written by Barry and Robin, becoming Streisand's most successful single and album to date. Both of the Streisand and Gibb duets, Guilty and What Kind of Fool, also reached the US top 10. In 1982, Dionne Warwick enjoyed a UK number 2 and US Adult Contemporary number 1 with her comeback single Heartbreaker, taken from her album of the same name, written largely by the Bee Gees and co-produced by Barry Gibb. The album reached number 3 in the UK and the top 30 in the US, where it was certified gold. A year later, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers recorded the Bee Gees' pen track Islands in the Stream, which became a US number one hit and top 10 in the UK. Rogers' 1983 album, Eyes That See in the Dark, was written entirely by the Bee Gees and co-produced by Barry. The album was a top 10 hit in the US and was certified double platinum. And then in 1985, Diana Ross released the album Eaten Alive, written by the Bee Gees, with the title track co-written with Michael Jackson, who also performed on the track. The album was again co-produced by Barry Gibb, and the single Chain Reaction gave Ross a UK and Australian number one hit. The Bee Gees released the album ESP in 1987, which sold over 3 million copies. It was their first album in 6 years, and their single You Win Again went to number one in numerous countries, including the UK, and made the Bee Gees the first group to score a UK number one hit in each of the three decades, the 1960s, 70s and 80s. Sadly, the boys lost their younger brother Andy in 1988 at the young age of 30. And then Maurice, who had been the musical director of the Bee Gees during their final years as a group, also died suddenly on the 12th of January 2003 at the age of 53 from a heart attack while awaiting emergency surgery to repair a strangulated intestine. Initially, his surviving brothers announced that they intended to carry on the name Bee Gees in his memory, but as time passed, they decided to retire the group name, leaving it to represent the three brothers together. Further, on the 20th of November 2011, it was announced that Robin Gibb, at 61 years of age, was diagnosed with liver cancer, a condition that he became aware of several months earlier. He had become noticeably thinner in previous months and had to cancel several appearances due to issues with severe abdominal pain. And on the 14th of April 2012, it was reported that Robin had contracted pneumonia in a Chelsea hospital and was in a coma. And although he came out of his coma on the 20th of April 2012, his condition had deteriorated rapidly, and he died on the 20th of May of that year. With Robin's death, Barry became the last surviving Gibb brother, and the Bee Gees became defunct. The Bee Gees' career record sales total more than 220 million, ranking them amongst the best-selling musicians of all time. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. The presenter of the award to Britain's first family of harmony was Brian Wilson, the historical leader of the Beach Boys, a family act that also featured three harmonising brothers. The Bee Gees Hall of Fame citation says that only Elvis Presley, the Beatles, Michael Jackson, Garth Brooks and Paul McCartney have outsold the Bee Gees. At least 2,500 artists have recorded their songs. Their most popular composition is How Deep Is Your Love, with 400 versions by other artists in existence. And so I'd like to close this tribute to Barry, Robin and Maurice Gibb, the fabulous Bee Gees, with that song, a song that is a huge part of their musical legacy.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share. The light.